Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and Fairness Under the Law. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Last week, the Senate Natural Resources Committee processed a bill which seeks to implement an unfair process of requiring the private sector vested water right owners to meet the obligations of presenting their proofs for their vested water right claims by the deadline of December 31, 2027. But it excludes the federal government from having to do the same. Actually, SB 31 explicitly exempts the federal government from having to do anything relative to the December 31, 2027 deadline. The argument made by the state engineer's office and those who think that the bill is a good idea is that a state cannot require the federal government to do anything that they don't want to do. And the federal government has proven through an Oregon case dealing with the deadline for providing evidence of having a vested water right claim that they don't want to be held to the constraints of what a state law says about everyone presenting their proof for a vested water right. In our mind, it isn't about trying to force the federal government to meet the December 31st, 2027 deadline. It's everything to do with the unfairness of forcing the private sector to knuckle under the state's deadline while deliberately letting the federal government off the hook. Our point is and has been that if you're not going to require the federal government to meet the obligations for the deadline, then take out the deadline for everyone. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.